I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Protesters in Cairo appeared determined to step up the pressure on Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak to step down. They're calling for a general strike, and they're trying to get a million people to march through the Egyptian capital tomorrow. Meanwhile, thousands turned out today. We reached two of them. Architect Ahmed El Gader has joined the demonstrations on four different days. He says last Tuesday, most of the protesters were young and fairly well off.
Last Tuesday, the majority were young people from the upper middle class, those who use the internet and some of the political activists. But today it was very different.
Today, El Gader says, there are old people and children, women and men.
I can see old people, I can see children, I can see women. I see people from different groups, but all are Egyptians and all are gathering for one aim, to drop down Mubarak.
And the protesters are generally peaceful, according to Egyptian writer Adaf Souef.
Some are chanting, and some are discussing, and some are watching the news, and some are singing, and other people are just conversing, and people are carrying kids, and everything you could possibly look for is here, and it's all very, very good humored.
But Souef says it's all very serious, too. For her part, she says she'd like Egypt to regain its sense of the future.
I would like my country to regain its sense of itself. I would like the young people here to be able to see a future for themselves. I would like the system of education to be back among the best in the world as it was when I was a student. You know, I love this country, and I believe that it deserves to have a government that runs the country for the benefit of the Egyptian people.
There have been clashes in the streets, but architect Ahmed El Gader says they've not been between the protesters and the army, but between the protesters and the internal security forces.
The clashes were between the protesters and the internal security, the police. They work for the regime. They are used to be very violent with us. They shoot us with tear gas. It was very violent. But the army is completely different. They are neutral.
And in fact, after we spoke with Mr. El Gader, the Egyptian army announced that it will not use force against the protesters.